Hey, it's Big Show Joe live at MetLife Stadium, BoardWrestlingFan.com, and on the line with me, of course, sitting back in their studios, RJT.
Yo, yo, yo!
It's snowing here.
And in the Ropak Production Studios, where we normally do BoardWrestlingFan.com, is George, looking after my cats.
I was going to say, keeping the cat thing down.
You're keeping the cat thing down. That's all that matters. As long as the cats are okay, I'm okay. But I'm here at MetLife Stadium. It is WrestleMania Sunday. We've been out here since like 11 a.m. And it's starting to fill up over here. We're at the gate waiting to go in. There's not a ton of people at this particular gate, even though I did put the word out on Twitter that, hey, we're going to go live at 2 p.m. on Board Wrestling Fan Radio at MetLife Stadium. Come find me. But, you know, we've seen Hulk Hogan dress, Hulk Hogan cosplay and AJ cosplay and Chris Jericho cosplay. And, a lot of Paul Heyman guys here, a lot of CM Punk fans, a lot of 20-and-1 t-shirts I've seen. I just said AJ look like. My wife is here chiming in.
Hey.
How are things with you guys?
Fantastic.
Good.
That's good to hear.
Weather is nice now, here.
Now, G just messaged me on Facebook just before the show, and he said, I'm not sure how the format is going to go here. And, you know, you can talk about, you can talk about your Hall of Fame experience. George knows about my Hall of Fame experience.
Yeah, I do.
I don't know if JT's seen my tweets about my Hall of Fame experience, but, oh, it was an experience. Let me tell you. We parked up at the Izod Center here in East Rutherford. We walked over to the WrestleMania Superstore they got going on here at MetLife Stadium. We took the bus to New York City. Now, this is a 20-minute bus ride. The bus was 45 minutes late. It took 2 hours to get to Port Authority Station. Then we took a train to Madison Square Garden. We had to go up 7 or 8 escalators to get to our seats. We were way back up as high as we could possibly get in Madison Square Garden. We were behind the Adam Graves retirement banner. We paid $10 for one beer. We stuck around for 2 inductions. We watched Trish Stratus. We watched Booker T. And then it's like, you know, we should probably get back to our car parked at the Izod Center in East Rutherford because we don't want them to ticket us or tow us or anything like that. So by the time we got back to the car, it was like 12:30.
Oh,
because we didn't know what the hell we were doing at Port Authority when we got back there. We had people like telling us directions and everything. One lady says, go to gate 222. That's where your bus leaves. So we go to try and get into gate 222, but the door's locked. We went and found another guy. The guy says, yeah, that door locks at 10 o'clock. Oh, you got to go to gate 408. Like, okay, sure. We get to 408. The guy says, oh, no, you need tickets.
Oh,
great. How long do we have? 5 minutes. Okay, if we don't get back here by the time you leave, how long till the next bus? 5 minutes. Which, he was right about that, luckily, so we got back. What we weren't told was that it didn't drop us off in the same place that we caught it. We caught it in front of the racetrack here by MetLife Stadium. And when we got back, we had to walk all the way around the racetrack, all the way around MetLife Stadium, all the way back to the parking lot at the Izod Center. We had a miserable night last night, and Caroline's feet were killing her. She wore heels.
Oh,
we dressed real nice to sit up in the 300 level, not be able to see anything. I hear Brodus Clay's music going off right now inside the stadium. Earlier we heard Cult of Personality, Living Color was rehearsing.
Oh, that's going to be great.
It's going to be crazy. They sounded amazing from out here. We heard Fandango's music out here earlier. Yeah, it's nice. I mean, right now it's a little windy. It's a little chilly. It's a little overcast. Oh. So this could be one of the coldest WWE events in years.
That's what they get for having it in friggin' Jersey.
Having it in Jersey and having it outside. And the guy we were talking to yesterday tells us that the old stadium would have been better, Giant Stadium, because this stadium is more open and the wind comes right through and it's colder in the stadium.
Oh, shit.
And one more thing about being down in Jersey is, you know, you're not going to feel it now, but once you get home from breathing all that Jersey air, your sinuses are going to suck. They're going to be sore for a week.
Oh, shit. That's something.
Damien Sandow's music's playing now. This is interesting.
Silence!
They're having the match at 2 p.m., so they don't have to throw it on the card. They want to get the Bella Twins out of the way early.
I was going to say, nobody wants to see women wrestle.
I'll tell you, though, I mean, the speeches we heard last night, we heard Trish Stratus, we heard Booker T, we saw Stephanie induct Trish, we saw Stevie Ray induct Booker T, and they were truly inspirational, amazing speeches by both of them. Like I said, I mean, we took off just to make sure we could get back okay, and we got home, we got back to the hotel probably like 1:30 in the morning, and then 9:30, we're like, okay, let's head over to the stadium. So we've been here probably since about 11 o'clock. We've been back and forth between here and the car.
Shit,
you know,
but, that's gonna be tough, man. You're gonna sleep like babies tonight.
Oh, I'm sure we will, and we gotta come all the way back here again tomorrow for Raw. I'll tell you, the parking's not terrible. $20 at the Izod Center, and you park all day. Oh, you know, a lot of places you park right across the street from them, and they're like they want $30, $40.
Yeah, like Yankee
Stadium. $20 for the parking wrap here.
Stadium looks like 50. It's like $50 right across the street from the stadium.
Oh god! Oh,
exactly. They told us when we parked over at the Izod Center today. They told us, "Oh yeah, it's a good thing you're parking here because over there they're charging you $30, which is still not terrible to park right here at the stadium." I'm looking at the parking lot right now from where I'm standing.
That's cool.
Hey, that's a good deal. Shit.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at the escalator to our seats, and that's pretty high up.
It's the stairway to heaven.
The stairway to nowhere.
It's still got to be better than where I was sitting at the Hall of Fame last night. What they don't tell you when you buy these bar stool seats is they are the very last row. When I bought the tickets, people were like, "Oh yeah, it's, you know, you get a bench in front of you, and the bar is right behind you, and it's a big open area." Yeah, it's a big open area right at the back of the building.
What, yeah,
right at the top level.
Yeah, you got the bar behind you. Problem is, it's the bar across the street.
Yeah,
you're
exactly. ten. We bought one beer last night. It was $10.25.
And that came with
one beer.
Now, did that come with the plastic team cup?
No, it didn't.
It came.
And she says the beer sucked too. So.
It came minus spit. That's the best you get for that.
Yeah. As soon as we got off the last escalator and into the building, the guy's like, "Oh yeah, you know, a cold beer right now." And she says it's warm, and it cost $10.25.
Fuck. That'll teach you to drink at an event.
I'll tell you what, they got this WrestleMania Superstore here, right here at MetLife Stadium. I bought a Paul Heyman guy t-shirt. I know George has seen it. It's awesome. The old ECW style.
It kicks
exclusive to the store here. I see another guy who's wearing an exclusive CM Punk t-shirt from the Superstore here. So if you guys are, you know, anybody that's listening is not in New Jersey right now, which they're probably not because they probably wouldn't be listening to the show while they're waiting in line. they're missing out. It's going to be a killer event.
Yeah, that
we were walking by last night. We saw the WrestleMania, you know, signage and everything. And in fact, from right here where I'm standing, I could see a giant CM Punk and a giant Undertaker on the Izod Center, they had fan access over the weekend.
Huh.
I see a Mankind cosplay now. He's got the ECW Championship with him, though. It's wrong. Yeah,
you can dream, I guess.
So he said it's snowing in Calgary, G.
Yeah, we got the snow coming down.
Ah, oh, shit.
I think it's warmer up here than it is down there.
Yeah. Right now, it's supposed to get up to like 65 today. It's supposed to be nice. It's a little overcast right now, a little windy, but it'll be... It'll get better, definitely.
At least it's not...
Once we get in the arena and we're surrounded by 75,000 other people, we're not even going to notice the weather.
No, yeah. Because all the stinky people together are gonna really get you.
WrestleMania 29, yeah. Winter Classic.
It's gonna be,
man. If they're doing it in this kind of weather, they can do it at the Ralph.
Oh, Jesus!
They have to put it like mid-April.
They'd have to get a roof on the Ralph, and they'd have to do it in June, just in case.
Yeah, true. That's why I'm an advocate of getting a new stadium in Buffalo. You put a dome on it and you have freaking big events like this.
Yeah, you can make a lot more money.
Exactly.
That's not what Buffalo is about. We don't make money. We're broke.
No, you got to realize there's millions of dollars being pumped into the local economy right now just for this event. Yes, millions of dollars. We missed the primetime players this morning. We didn't get here early enough.
Ah, that's all right.
They were signing at the store.
Sure, you didn't miss much.
Yeah.
But that's go ahead.
Oh, what does the outside of the arena look like? Do they have it all decked out with various paraphernalia?
You know what? This is what's weird about it is last night we're walking by because we had to get back to the car. We're walking by and they have these big signs out front, these big digital signs. You know, LED screens and all that. And last night it was all WrestleMania, had the WrestleMania theme song blaring, and they had the lights coming up from inside the stadium. Now I'm looking at Hot 97 Summer Jam XX 20th anniversary on June 2nd on these big screens out here. I am sure, though, by the time of the event tonight, they will be showing the WrestleMania things, and they will have it all lit up in WrestleMania colors. We got to see Empire State Building last night was lit up in WrestleMania colors.
Nice.
right now it's daylight. So, you know, they're not utilizing their ability to make the stadium any color they want just quite yet.
Damn. Well, just in case you're wondering, Joe, I have dressed up your cats for WrestleMania. Yes, you currently have an Undertaker cat, a CM Punk cat, a Brodus Clay cat. Oh, that was a bitch to get the tattoos on him. And AIDS. And just because I gave you an Oksana cat because I felt that you needed to have a shit player in the bunch. So they're gorgeous, man. They're gorgeous. But I'm not taking any pictures because I don't want your wife to freak out.
Yeah.
currently they're fighting each other and nobody's winning.
I'm sure they are. They're fighting each other even if you don't dress them up like wrestlers.
That's right. I just gave them a little bit more incentive. That's all. This is the shit that happens when you're not around.
I know what happens when I'm not around.
you gave me the keys to the house and now it's over with.
Brodus Clay theme's playing again. So,
oh jeez,
I would, given the fact that his theme music has played a few times, and I've also heard Living Colors, Cult of Personality performance, and I've heard Fandango's theme earlier, I'd expect the Brodus Clay and Tensai and the Funkadactyls to get a elaborate kind of entrance today here in WrestleMania.
Either that, or WrestleMania has already happened and you have missed it.
That could happen. I mean, right now I'm looking at a Beyonce sign. She's going to be here July 31st at the Izod Center.
Well, I know exactly where I won't be in the end of July.
Yeah. Anywhere but Jersey.
Yeah, exactly. Holy shit. Yeah. So, sounds like you're having a good time there, Joe. That's really good.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's a little windy. It's a little chilly. It's okay, though. We're going to enjoy the weather. It's not going to be terrible.
I don't know.
It's going to look awesome from start to finish on TV. It looks awesome start to finish from where we're sitting. Except we're going to be kind of squinting to see the guys wrestling.
that's where you use your imagination.
Yeah, we'll have a big screen to watch anyway. But you know. Yeah, I mean, you know, Gary said it before on the show. I've said it before on the show, and it's all about the atmosphere here. You get in this building, and there is no feeling like WrestleMania. And this is a guy that's been in. Let's see, he played for the Jaguars, the Panthers. So no, he hasn't played in any playoff games. He hasn't played in any Super Bowl.
Yeah, no, not yet. Maybe for the Cleveland Browns. Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Oh man, that was ridiculous last week. Why did we do that?
I don't know, Joe. Why probably, did we do that?
That's probably why he didn't show up to come talk to me today, because he got annoyed with us last week just doing the Cleveland show thing.
It was only because of Brian. He fucked it up for everybody.
Oh, I know, man. It was a good idea in my head.
Had you not allowed had you not allowed Sit German to get in on it, you know?
Sit German.
Don't worry, I'll bust his balls for you today, just you know, in remembrance.
I hope you guys have as good a time at my house as you would if I was there.
You know what, Joe?
Not a better time.
No. Honestly, Joe, it's going to feel weird. To tell you the truth, it's going to feel a little weird without you here. but, you know, it's gonna be I'm turning this into geek night, so beware.
And this is my first pay-per-view of the year without you, George.
I know.
I was there before. I was there with you for Royal Rumble. I was there with you for Elimination Chamber. I'm going to be there with you next month for Extreme Rules. And we're going to watch See No Evil before, because it's May 19th. We're going to torment ourselves.
Yeah.
but right now, I'm not with George. I have George on the line on PornWrestlingFan.com here. But I'm here and he's there, and That's sad. I got used to watching pay-per-views and even Monday Night Raws with George. At least I got to watch Raw with you last week.
Yeah, exactly. We'll pick right back up where we left off when you come back. That's all right, brother.
Absolutely.
Just make sure you have a good time and be very safe, because I'm sure you could get jumped by the cast of the Jersey Shore at any time.
I'm sure. You know, it's actually funny. We were driving. We went to Sonic because it's like, oh, look, there's a Sonic. We don't have those around Buffalo. Let's eat there. So we went to Sonic, right? And we're driving back from Sonic, back to the hotel. And my wife is looking out the window. She looks at the Sonic. And then half a block later, she sees the Gatsby Salon from the television show Jerseylicious. JT knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And so on our way back up here yesterday, on our way here, I guess for the first time yesterday, we were going to go to the store here and go to the Hall of Fame. I left off. I pulled over in the parking lot. I let her get a picture in front, and she just glanced at the window, and she's like, oh, my God, there's the people from the show. Like, yeah, they're probably filming. It's Saturday night.
Oh, those crazy females and their crazy TV shows.
We actually, we went to the Gatsby, and we just took pictures like creepers from the car. We didn't actually get out of the car.
Well, you know, she was dressed nice for WrestleMania or for the Hall of Fame, and then she, you know, was like, okay, well, you're dressed nice. Let's get you outside. Let's get you outside. Let's get a picture in front of the sign. She didn't want to get out and stand in front of the sign. It's like, listen, this place is on television. What are they going to do? They're going to yell at you for taking a picture of something that gets filmed every week?
You know?
Fuck them. So I let her get out and take a picture. So we got to see that, you know. So that was cool. Her celebrity sighting for the weekend, I guess.
You know,
until we get in.
I heard some bad news coming from the Hall of Fame induction ceremony, Joe, and I believe that you could probably confirm said bad news.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I do know what you're talking about.
Shit!
Trish Stratus was giving her Hall of Fame induction speech last night, her acceptance speech, and she... the very last thing she does is she says, my husband didn't want me to point him out and get all the cameras on him, so there he is right over there. And they put the cameras on him, and the entire place, every guy in the place starts booing this poor guy. and then when they finally stopped booing the guy, she announced, yes, indeed, Trish Stratus is due in September. She is pregnant. Yes. So obviously her husband got booed even more.
Oh God, I'm surprised he didn't get the shit knocked out of him when he was leaving. He needed extra security.
Dirty. It was funny to watch the guy get booed out of the building, and that was the only tweet I actually did from the event last night, because, like I said, we watched Booker T, and then we're like, okay, let's go get our car because that ride here sucked. That's how bad the traffic was last night. It was terrible. I'm glad I didn't decide to say, hey, let's drive to New York.
Oh, that,
because then not only would I be stuck in traffic for 2 hours, I would have had to find a parking space.
And we would have seen a lot more angry tweets coming our way.
Yeah. The only person I actually got a hold of last night, and I rarely ever plug his website, just because usually they don't want anything to do with us. The only person I actually got a hold of last night while I was on the bus was James Gutman from WeWantInsanity.com. And the only reason I'm plugging him is because I was on the way to the Hall of Fame, and I promised him that I would do a review of the Hall of Fame as long as I could cross-post it on BoardWrestlingFan.com, and he was cool with that. So, you know, I had to get a hold of him and tell him, sorry, dude, it ain't going to happen. There's no way, man.
It's a damn shame.
Yeah. So, yeah. Oh, but then if you read my Twitter last night, about 1:30 in the morning, you saw my entire rant about how terrible of a time I had getting there and, you know, getting in the building and $10 for beer and having to climb all those stairs and poor wife in heels.
Next time she'll have to bring an extra set of like flats in her like purse or whatever.
That's what she was saying, is she should have brought flats with her. So.
And you notice how all of a sudden I've gone from man to girl.
Yeah. Crazy. Well, that happens every week.
I just regained a vagina. Wonderful. Shit.
That happens every week.
It does.
There's
really
the airbrushed WrestleMania t-shirts coming my way. So people are going all out for this. Me, I'm like, I like that Paul Heyman shirt that he tweeted about the other day. I have to go buy that right now. $30 for the hat. Okay, the shirt cost me $30.
It's, dude, that's cheaper than a lot of concert t-shirts, man.
Oh, I know it is. I know. I've seen $50 concert t-shirts.
Exactly. So you did pretty well, and that, like I said, that is a sick shirt. So
yeah. Meanwhile, my wife is leaving the superstore with a WrestleMania keychain bottle opener she's wearing around her neck right now.
That only costs
$27 to $50. No, that one was only $10. And George, I did buy you a Beanie Baby.
Yes.
For WrestleMania 29, because I know you're a fan of those.
Yes, I am.
I just saw a guy dressed like Zack Ryder. And again, it could be Zack Ryder.
No, I was going to say it was Zack Ryder. He's looking where he's looking for the. He just got kicked out of catering. He's looking for the entranceway.
I swear.
There's a guy over here dressed like Zack Ryder, and another guy with him dressed like CM Punk, and they got the replica belts and all that. It's a cool scene out here, man. All the different people going all out for these shows. Me, I'm just like, how can I save money?
Exactly.
I got here on one tank of gas.
Dude, that's fucking killer, man.
Oh, I know. When I pulled into the hotel, I had like half a tank of gas.
So,
and
so
then we went driving around everywhere. Maybe not half a tank, maybe like three quarters of a tank, or a quarter of a tank, you know. But
his problem is he's got to get back to Buffalo with that rest of the gas.
I see Iron Sheik and Rowdy Roddy Piper cosplay coming my way now.
Oh, nice. Sheiky. <Yes.
laughs> Oh, brother.
I've actually seen dudes from Scotland walk by me today. It's quite a scene here. You guys, I keep saying it. I'm going to keep saying it. If you've never been to WrestleMania, you need to go. George, we're dragging you with us next year. You're coming to New Orleans.
It's on, man. It's on. If I got the dough, I'm gonna go.
Yeah, I know Brian's already said he's chipping in to go, so I mean, well, he might chip in to go. I would love to have a big WrestleMania road trip with all my friends. Hell, we could set up and do Board Wrestling Fan Radio at the Superdome. I don't know how.
Yeah, we'll try to get JT and G along with us.
I'd be there with him right now if I had the money. I'd been fucking. I was planning when they first announced. I was originally planning on going, and then my Metro shit the bed, and I had to fucking. If I didn't have that $300 car payment every month, I would. I'd be with there with Joe right now.
No, I hear you. Car vehicles are for the most part a money pit.
Yeah,
absolutely. Oh. That's why I don't own one.
Lucky bastard.
You just bum rides off at George and take public transportation.
Absolutely. It's cheaper.
Or not bum rides off me. Sometimes I actually offer.
Yeah, but see, Joe, yeah. I have to have a car because I have to drive for my job. So
I know you do.
I want a job.
If I need a car, I know where the rental place is. That's why I'm here, because I rented a car and I'm here. It was actually not bad to rent the car either. I mean, we're paying $129 or something for the 4 days we have the car. Plus, I threw $9 insurance on it each day. So if anything happens to it, nothing's my fault.
Oh, dude, go off-roading with it, you know?
I'm not going off-roading.
Have some fun with that shit, man.
Totally drive it into the arena and find Santa Claus.
Well, Mick Foley, when we walked in the door, was doing the Santa Claus thing last night at the Hall of Fame. We missed it. We just heard the Christmas music and saw Mick Foley walking away and Jerry Lawler making some comment like, Mick, it's April, you know, or something like that. But
So
that was Lawler's comment about Trish Stratus's husband. She was like, Trish, we love you, and whatever her husband's name, Ron or whatever. Ron, we hate you.
That's right. I fucking, well, not like I'd ever have a snowball's chance in all of hell, but you know, I dream. That's all. I dream, and yeah. That guy fucked it up twice. He double fucked it. That's right.
What we experienced, it was a nightmare getting there. It was a bigger nightmare getting back, honestly. And just, but the whole thing is, it was great to be a part of, great to see, you know, at least a little bit we saw, because it really is a great ceremony. I don't know if we're going to try and do it again next year after our experience here. We might just do fan access instead, because, you know, it was impossible to get to the arena.
Well,
and I mean that literally.
Well, Matt Dodge from the Insanity site was saying that was pretty disorganized too.
Shit.
Yeah, I mean, you know what we saw of it. It was nice. It was, you know, very classy and just like, you know. But it was just a pain to get there. It was not worth the hassle that we went through to get there, especially because we left early just to make sure we could get back. And then we had to walk literally, like I said, literally all the way around the Meadowlands Sports Complex to get back to our car. Literally, because I told the guy, like, I need Izod Center. I said, you go to the Izod Center or you go inside the sports complex? No, not inside. Okay, but you go to the racetrack. Racetrack, not inside. Okay, so I'm thinking he's dropping off at the racetrack and not going inside where the Izod Center is. No, he meant he doesn't go inside the sports complex. He says, you get off next two lights, you walk around. Okay.
Damn.
I felt so bad. My poor wife is in heels, and she doesn't wear heels often. So that was. She probably never will ever again. WWE has ruined high heels for my wife.
Well, I can hear you there. That just sucks. All right.
So what kind of card am I in for tonight once I walk through these gates? Why don't we talk about the card for WrestleMania, since we are a wrestling radio program here?
Didn't we talk about that last week?
It might have changed. It might have changed since then.
I don't think anything's changed since last week, if you believe that. That's crazy. They've been toying around with the idea of adding Caitlyn and AJ to the tag team title match, making it an all-in match, which I think we were talking about last week on the show.
Yep.
But nothing official as of yet that I know of.
And pretty much outside of Raw, everything was pretty much clip shows, because basically, if you cheap plug, I did ROH last night. ROH had more matches in their 1 hour program than WWE had in both main event and SmackDown.
Oh. You probably throw Raw in there too. That was all promos Monday night as well.
Yeah.
I did see the Ryback match on Friday night. Our hotel sadly does not get sci-fi. We could not watch SmackDown. Oh. Tried watching on Hulu the next day, and then it was like, you know what? Let's just go.
Well, pretty much was Ryback match. Then there was at the end of hour one, it was that they did Sandow, the Road Scholars and the Bellas. They did a mock-up of the tons of Funkadactyls, and they didn't really fight, but it was just like a segment between them. And then like the main event was like Jack Swagger beating on Kofi Kingston like his little bitch.
So basically, I didn't miss anything being able to watch SmackDown this week. I also
literally
didn't see main event. I also don't really care. And, Raw.
Main event was pretty much The Miz beat the primetime players.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. So they're setting Miz up to win the championship.
Well, I texted you, Joe, during the show. I was like, I'm doing the real-time for main event.
Yes.
And it was because it was like the third recap segment. I'm like, this is so boring. I'm like, no wonder why I don't watch this shit live anymore. Because it was a thing about SmackDown. I was like, 10 after, I'm like, yeah, I could watch SmackDown. And I'm like, wait a minute. It's going to be all WrestleMania hype. So, no, I'll do it.
Of course. I mean, they want to get you to buy the show, and that's why the last week before WrestleMania, you could pretty much ignore everything on WWE television and still be up to date. I'll tell you what, though. I mean, they've got it looking great out here. I can't wait to get in and see the set in person because I saw the picture from SmackDown. It is starting to warm up a little bit. It's starting to, you know, the clouds are dissipating. The wind is going away. It's starting to warm up. I think we're in for a great show tonight.
Oh, hell yeah, man. I think it's going to be I honestly do think that it's going to deliver tonight. I'm pretty happy about it. Besides, of course, the last match, which I'll probably be asleep for.
We're walking here, right? There's this bridge that goes from the Izod Center all the way here. And it just goes right up above all the, you know, all the highways around the two arenas here. You just walk through, and there's one guy yelling, "Finally!" and another guy yelling, "You can't see me!" and me yelling, "Beat traffic!"
I'm hoping for one thing to happen tonight. If two people sitting next to each other, one has a sign that says, "If Cena wins, we riot," and the other person says, "If Rock wins, we riot."
Oh, that would be awesome. That would be great. I would enjoy that very much. I did see one guy walk by with a 20-1 t-shirt with a guy wearing a 21-0 t-shirt. I see Fruity Pebbles bags from here now. It's amazing what you see here at WrestleMania, at MetLife Stadium. Anytime you go to WrestleMania, I see Fruity Pebbles plastic bags.
And the Fruity,
merch or something around it.
The Fruity Pebbles plastic bags are only $17.99.
I'm sure they are. I mean, well, that's why I bought a t-shirt and then we bought cheap stuff. Yeah. But yeah, the only thing we bought today at the store, and we were in line for like half an hour, was the Beanie Baby for George because, like, we should bring George back a souvenir watching our cat.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man, these things, I don't know what's in that cat food, but wow. They shit like bears.
Yes, they do. That they do. So we're at the store, and we originally picked up this New York City taxi cab that had WrestleMania on it, little $10 toy car. And I was like, oh, maybe George will like this. And then I saw the Beanie Babies. I'm like, no, George would like that. I know George is a Beanie Baby aficionado, especially WWE.
Yes.
I hear Alberto Del Rio's music going on, but especially WWE, because I know you have the Kane bear that usually sits up on top of your amp or your bike or whatever.
Yes, the Kane one. I have the DX bear, and those were my two most proudest finds.
Yeah, so we got you the WrestleMania bear just because we know you appreciate it.
Oh, of course. Dude, that's awesome. I saw that, and I was immediately like, oh, that's so cool, dude.
Yeah.
Shit.
But the other thing I saw, and it was $20, and I was like, this would be awesome for George. But you could probably get it on WWEshop.com, and it is a Kane piggy bank.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
Kane piggy bank. They got it's a big piggy bank, and it's got the Kane mask and the Kane tights on. It's really cool.
All right. Nice.
They also have a Brodus Clay one in there. They have a John Cena one. But I think you can get those on WWEshop.com.
Looks so like I'm going to be, you know, that's what I'll be doing after the show is I'll be on your computer checking it out.
I figure it's like, okay, we're really grateful for George watching our cats. We're $10 grateful for George watching our cats.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, more than 10 if we were we're trying to watch money at this point. But we're,
oh, trust me too. Just the fact that you let me stay, that you let me check, you know, keep the place up, and you know, and I get to watch WrestleMania tonight. That's good enough for me.
Absolutely.
You trust me. You didn't have to do a single thing else.
I figure we let you get away and get away from home for a little bit and relax and enjoy WrestleMania with friends. It's cool.
Fuck
with me,
yeah,
you know.
Oh yeah.
I'm looking at a big sign with The Rock on it right now. They're all around the stadium, the big LED screen. Big LED screen promoting Monday Night Raw tomorrow night at 7:30 PM. Tickets on sale now.
Took care of that shit already though.
and then on April 26th, there's 6 REO Speedwagon and Ted Nugent.
Ooh.
Oh boy.
Oh,
a nut job and a bunch of has beens.
We're on the way up here last night, right? Yeah, I think it was last night, maybe. And she's flipping through stations, trying to find like a rock station. She comes across Journey, and this Journey song starts playing. She's like, "I'm like, what is this?" She's, "Oh, it's Journey." Why?
Oh, God.
Recalling our conversation from last week on Bold Wrestling Fan Radio.
Oh no, from Noah's Ark too.
That's what it was. It was Noah's Ark. We had that conversation. That's right.
You should have looked at it. You do love me, right? Why the hell are you playing this then?
Oh, man. Yeah. Hey, there's a guy over here with your leather DX jacket on walking into the building.
Sweet.
Except it's a lot smaller than yours.
Well, I would imagine. That's usually how it goes. Shit.
Yeah, he's working here apparently because he just went in the staff entrance.
Oh shit.
Yeah, we're still standing outside of our gate here. It is the SAP gate. They also have a Pepsi gate and a Verizon gate and I don't know, probably a water gate somewhere.
Or Hell's
Gate. They
have
a Bill Gate. Yeah, Hell's Gate. We're leaning against it. Yeah, it's all about gates here at MetLife Stadium.
Of course. Shit.
I actually saw my first Microsoft store the other day. I was walking through Bridgewater Commons in Bridgewater, New Jersey, and just because, you know, we were bored, like, what are we going to do? Go to the mall. We probably should have been driving up here at that point, but I figured, I don't know, if we get there like 4, then we could catch a rail over there. We'll get there by 7. Didn't quite work.
Nice. Hey, AG, what's going on, brother? Are you still there with us?
Yeah, a lot of wind noise coming through Joe's phone there, so it's hard to hear.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I'm
trying to block it out for you. Yeah, I can hear it. That's what happens when I'm outside doing a radio show.
That's true. Well...
Yeah, I think we got a lot of fans from everywhere around here. My wife just pointed out a lot of European fans. Scotland fans, England fans. Very diverse crowd. That's what WWE draws. Yeah, a lot of impersonators. You get those all the time at WrestleMania. When we went the last time, there's 4 of them together with Shawn Michaels, Bret Hart, The Undertaker, and Triple H. Guys all dressed up like them. The Zack Ryder guy is, and the CM Punk guy, they're waiting over here at our gate. I lost sight of them, but they're over here somewhere.
Shit. Nice. Yeah, we're about 4 hours and 17 minutes away from the start of WrestleMania.
Yeah,
three
I have this really cool clock I'm looking at right now that tells me that.
Actually, three hours and 16 minutes if you count the pre-show.
Right, right.
Well, I think we're going to have a couple of matches during the pre-show, so yeah.
You're probably right about that. I know we are at least getting the Intercontinental title match during the pre-show. So that tells you how much they care about the Intercontinental title right now.
Yeah, so much history behind it.
It's funny because I watched Savage Steamboat not too long ago, earlier this week. As a matter of fact, this is WrestleMania week, and you know, from here, kind of try to go from the best match on the entire card to, yeah, we're not even gonna put you on the card. Quite crazy. And it was the WrestleMania 6 Intercontinental title, which was the Hulk Hogan Ultimate Warrior.
The match everybody loved. Forget.
It was not a bad match, honestly. Given the two of them, it was far better than anything the year before.
It's the Ultimate Warrior. Sucks.
Well, you know something.
Oh, boy. JT Hogan's in the house.
That was here that I took on. I slammed that giant nacho man so far down into Trump Plaza that I had to reach down and pull it back up just to make sure that this, the hole that it made sucked in Trump Plaza, dude, brother.
I tell you, the best match on WrestleMania 5 was Hacksaw Jim Duggan versus Bad News Brown.
Oh, God.
That's terrible.
That's got to tell you something about that card.
Bad News Brown. Holy shit.
And I'm about to take all my WrestleMania VHSs and bring them over to my friend so his kid can watch them. Expose him to all that crap.
The first six WrestleManias on Google Play was $1.99 for each one of them, as opposed to the $60 they want inside for the DVDs. Yeah, I think I'll pay a fifth of what they want.
Oh, that's funny.
The wind's dying down a little bit. It's getting warmer out.
Yeah, that's a good thing, man. Gotta enjoy some of that weather.
Well, you hear some music playing inside right now. It could be Diddy's warm up here. Not sure. But...
That's a damn shame, sir. That's a damn shame.
Well, you know, the good thing about it is I could always be like, yeah, I saw Diddy once.
Yeah, why would you admit that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's like, oh, yeah, I saw Diddy. He was at WrestleMania. I saw him. So it's something I could say. You know, I had another artist to add to my resume of people I've seen live. Oh, man.
That's funny.
I'll tell you what, no matter how unorganized anything they do this weekend is, it'll still be better than WrestleMania 5. That was the worst organized show I've ever watched, hands down. It won Wrestling Observer's worst wrestling card of the year in 1998 or 1989.
Oh, those were the days.
Yeah, it is Diddy performing. We can hear Diddy inside getting ready for his set.
Good golly.
I gotta hear Cult of Personality twice already.
Dude, I can't get tired of that song, so actually that's not too bad.
Yeah. I as soon as I heard the riff start playing, I looked at my wife and said, Brian will be so jealous of me right now.
You gotta make sure we tell him about that.
Oh, I will. I'm jealous of him, okay. What's going on? Caroline says she's jealous of Brian. He'll actually get to see what's going on show tonight. on her spot on the love seat.
Well, hey, I got my own special chair. I'm going to be sitting watching it from there. And
you are sitting in the big guy chair tonight. Yes, I am.
George is going to sit in the big boy chair.
That's right. It's about time. I'm going to
have a chair in my house. We call it the big guy chair because any big people that come over my house tend to sit in this chair.
Yes,
just they're like drawn to it.
Because it looks like it could fit a big person, and it does.
Yeah, absolutely. You got arms for your, I can picture George now. He's gonna be sitting in the big guy chair. He's gonna pull over another one of the dining room chairs, set his drink and his food on, and
yep.
And then the cats will jump up and.
And this is where I start to impose my will on them. Because I got to remind them, hey, I feed you guys right now. If you know what's good,
exactly.
Get the F away from my food.
I just saw a WCW Great American Bass t-shirt.
Oh gosh.
So have you seen any other off-branded wrestling company shirts like ROH or Impact Wrestling or?
No, as a matter of fact, I have not. The entire weekend, I've seen all WWE shirts up until I just saw that WCW shirt.
Wow.
It probably does not hurt that they have a store literally 20 feet away from here.
Oh yeah.
You know.
I was just wondering because these people that come to real wrestling, you know.
Yeah, basically what they did is they took the Giants and Jets store and they took all the Giants and Jets merchandise out of there and filled it with WWE stuff. Only evidence that that's a store for football teams is the big giant silver football.
You got better merchandise in that store right now than the stuff that's usually there.
Yeah, that's true.
Enjoy it. Shit. That's great. Oh man, I'm just getting way too anxious for this show to start. You know,
and me both, man. I'm at least you're in a house waiting for it to start. I'm out standing in line with the people.
Well,
you
I got
to watch the show inside.
I have company to entertain soon.
You do have company to entertain, yes, and I'm sure you will treat your guests with the utmost respect that I would normally treat them.
Oh, of course.
Brian, shut up.
Exactly.
Carolyn says it'll be the best party we've ever had.
Yeah. I'm going to treat everybody with respect except for Brian.
Except for Brian.
You're going to get
a free dishes.
No, she said make Brian wash all the dishes.
You're going to have Frankie Feathers over so he can make Brian humble?
If I had a way to get a hold of him, I would have invited him immediately.
There's a big sign on the big LED screens right now promoting Monster Jam.
Oh, that already came and went here, so. Been there.
I've been there, done that.
You've already had Monster Jam here. Like 2 weeks ago.
People are all starting to show up now. The lines of the gates are getting longer. Weather's getting nicer.
Oh, that's a good sign, sir. It's a good sign.
Watch
it rain. I do right now. I see an NWA World Championship replica.
Holy shit. Dude, that's
fucking NWA.
Cool. Wow.
By notable people such as Dusty Rhodes.
Yes, yes.
Ric Flair, Harley Race.
Christian.
Christian. I'm glad you brought that up.
Like Dr. Dre?
Dr.
Dre there?
No, Dr. Dre probably held the title.
I was getting my hopes up. Like, Dr. Dre, that would make this worthwhile. NWA, I get it.
That's right.
Eazy-E,
yep. Ice Cube.
Yeah.
Hey, it was a good day.
That's right. He didn't have to use his AK.
I said that to my boss one time. She's like, "Was this a good?" She asked me, "Was it a good day?" And I go, "Yeah, I didn't have to use my AK." She looked at me. She's like, "What?" I'm like,
"Oh,
it's a song lyric." She's like, "It's a song lyric." Now this is relatively recently too. I'm like, "Yeah, I don't know new music." I'm like, "The song's 20 years old."
Song's old as hell, bitch.
It's crazy to think that song's 20 years old. It's true.
Yeah. Don't we feel dated?
I know. I feel old now. I remember when that video first came out.
Shit, I am old.
Watching it on PRL.
I used to watch that video too. I used to dig it.
No, that was before TRL.
Yeah, that was before TRL. You're right.
It was on Yo MTV Raps.
Yo MTV Raps.
Yeah, it was Yo MTV Raps. They did have a request show. But it wasn't called TRL. They did have it was like called like Most Wanted or something at that time.
Oh yeah.
Hey, I've seen a couple of guys walk by in referee shirts, and there's people behind me yelling at them, "Hey referee, do something!"
I want to see if anybody goes in Brad Maddox gear.
I have not seen anybody dressed as Brad Maddox yet. Not even Brad Maddox.
Damn it. That's great. Come on, seven. Because I'm not
yeah,
going to be
I know.
On
the
show.
It's 3 o'clock right now. We're still standing here waiting to go in.
Damn.
Almost 3 o'clock. I don't even know what time doors are, to be honest with you. I'm just standing here like... just waiting. But it's great to see all these different, you know, all the diverse wrestling fans here. People from all over the world are here. I'm here. But are we really here?
I'm mentally, I'm not.
I know.
We all know that. We all know that. That's easy.
We knew that.
Mentally, I'm thinking about the things that I did. Like the thing that I did last night, I went to go see. I went. No, it's not like what you think.
Yeah, uh-oh, I think one of your cats is pregnant, Joe.
If he comes out with my facial features, then I'll have some explaining to do. But no. I went to go see Evil Dead last night. And
yeah, how was it?
Wow. This movie easily ranks as the bloodiest, goriest movie I have ever seen in my entire life, hands down.
Wow.
Ever.
Goriest, bloodiest movie George has ever seen in his whole life, hands down. That is a gory and bloody movie.
Yes, and
not Grease. Unfortunately, not Grease. If that was the goriest, bloodiest movie of all time, and John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John got decapitated several times over,
and
then that might actually be a watchable movie, but probably not.
They drank their blood and shit, but no. The thing was, two of the producers. Well, one of them obviously was Sam Raimi from the original,
and Bruce Campbell.
Yes, Bruce Campbell was one of the producers of this movie, so. You knew right away this was going to be fucking classic.
Yeah, they're not going to let... If they're going to redo it, they're not going to let... If they got the original people doing it, they're not going to let it get fucked up.
Oh, no. It was... Dude, it did not disappoint me. I was very happy. I was disgusted in some parts, obviously. But it was... I saw my first tree rape scene.
Really?
Yes.
You've never seen tree rape before, huh?
You're not watching the kind of movies G's watching, I guess.
Yeah. Well, with the CBC, we have a nightly show called Tree Rape. I thought you guys got it, too.
Different. It's called Chimp Rape.
No, it's called Honey Bobo.
Honey Bobo! Oh, that's... But no, I mean, I can't go into much explanation, but I saw a tree rape a woman last night.
That is that sounds like a very interesting scene.
Yeah. honestly, swear to God, I recommend it to anybody that's a horror movie fan. It's definitely something you should at least watch once in your life.
And your kids.
Yes. Oh, bring the whole family. Bring grandma. Just make sure you got a coffin picked out after. That's gonna scare the bejesus out of anybody. It was crazy. Some of this shit I've never seen in my entire life, man. It was so beautiful.
George is a horror movie aficionado, so he says that it was bad.
Oh, dude, awesome. I just... The shit that was just going down, like, it was almost bloody just to be gratuitously bloody.
Hi.
Oh man, I shudder a little bit at the thought of some of the shit that was going down. Like, I was watching some of the shit in the movie and I actually cringed. Like, I knew it was fake, but I'm watching, I'm like, oh fuck. The whole, like, we had a full theater, and even you could hear all at the same time at certain points people gasping or people like going ew and shit like that.
Well, you know it's really good. It's going to be really good if for someone like you Excuse me. Someone like you, or someone makes someone like me, who like we're just so desensitized to all this stuff. If it makes you cringe, you know that shit's got to be good.
Oh yeah, dude. No bullshit. Like, you could at points in the movie, you could tell what was going to happen. Like it was, they were telegraphing some of their moves, but yet when it happened, you still got like uneasy, and you still got a little like nauseous and shit. That's just how good it was. You knew it was going to happen, and it still fucked with you. I loved it. So,
well, let's hope the Brock Lesnar Triple H match is like that then.
Oh, it's gonna
absolutely.
It's gonna. I'm expecting, like I said last week, I'm expecting every replay of this match from after tonight forward to be in black and white. And I
would not doubt that.
All black and white. That match and the Ryback Mark Henry match are just the two. Oh, they're gonna be so fucking brutal, man.
Absolutely.
Oh, holy shit. Those two matches and the Shield match are the ones that I'm just so like amped up to see at this point.
I think those two matches are gonna be brutal, but not the same kind of brutal that the main event is gonna be.
The main event's going to be brutal in a different way.
Yes, absolutely. That's going to be WrestleMania 5 brutal.
Oh, shit. And honestly, I really shouldn't take anything away from the CM Punk Undertaker match, because I know that's going to be a great, great match.
Absolutely. And there are a ton of people here with CM Punk t-shirts, a ton of people with Undertaker t-shirts. And a handful of people with Rock t-shirts.
Those people just haven't gotten it yet.
You know, those people that come around when he's on Raw and watch, and they're fans again.
Yeah.
Oh, it's The Rock, and you tell them you don't want to watch it. You don't want to watch WrestleMania. Oh, but it's The Rock, man! It's The Rock.
Yeah, well, The Rock can go fuck himself.
Yeah. Sheep, you need humble Rock.
Yes. Old country way.
Looking around right now, see some Triple H shirts, some Brock Lesnar shirts, a couple of Rock shirts, a bunch of CM Punk t-shirts, Daniel Bryan t-shirts. I saw a Barbershop Window t-shirt a few minutes ago, a Dungeon one.
Nice.
Randy Orton t-shirts here. There are, what's that? Homemade t-shirts, yes.
They gotta love the ancient
sports
fans.
Teams represented. I see the Mets. I saw the Vancouver Canucks represented. I'm here, of course, representing the Sabres as they play the Devils tonight.
Oh shit! Nice. So there's see another Buffalo jersey connection.
I wore a Sabres hat to WrestleMania 24. I figured I might as well wear one to WrestleMania 29. Especially because they're playing the home team tonight.
You know. Wow, it's a good night, man. I'm excited. Keep trying to get out of there. I'll keep go ahead. No, you first.
I was just gonna say I see some Ziggler t-shirts around. I see there's people representing everybody here tonight.
Those Jinder Mahal t-shirts.
Okay, maybe not everybody.
No, those are the people with the leather turbans with the spikes in them.
There's a lot of
Funkadactyls t-shirts.
No.
Oxana
t-shirts. Maybe not everybody.
Oxana.
Let me entertain you. It's on the back of it.
As somebody pointed out to me, there's an old Hulkamania shirt around here somewhere. There's a few of them. I've seen a couple of them. JT, you're well represented.
Well, yeah, because people are still down there from the game yesterday.
Yeah, no board wrestling fan t-shirts. What's up with that? People need to order those.
I was gonna say
you
should have brought a few out there with you.
I thought about it. I grabbed all the WWE t-shirts I could find, except for my John Cena t-shirt.
Good.
No. You should go down on the sign and say, buy BWF shirt. or go fuck yourself.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my God. Oh shit. Yeah, honestly, I think we should send the Iron Sheik one. And,
absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Let's send
him
one.
I don't know how we would get it to him. We'll send it to him on Twitter. I don't know.
Yeah, we could. I'm sure we could find like information of like a PO box or something, or and just send him something with like a little press kit or something, and he can promote, you know, or we could personalize his BWF shirt, you know.
Absolutely.
Just something to think about for the future, because being promoted by the Iron Sheik would be the total shit.
Absolutely.
Make his next piss on Chris Brown shirt have the BWF logo on the back.
That would kick ass.
We support that cause.
I do too. I'm all for it.
There are a ton of employees, staff, showing up right now because the staff gate is right by the gate we're waiting at. A ton of them. All in line waiting to get in.
Oh, Jesus. Well, they're gonna need it. They got a full house tonight.
Absolutely. The number they were counting over the weekend was 75,000 people to be here tonight, which is lower than the 90,000 they were saying earlier. But
well,
oh well. It still adds to the difference between the Los Angeles Olympic Coliseum and the sports arena.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
Hello, WrestleMania 7.
Oh, WrestleMania 7, dude, brother. That was when... What the hell did I do? Oh, yeah, that's right. I won the Iraq War at that one when I stopped the face of
that turncoat and started the Iraq War.
That's when he leg dropped Saddam Hussein.
Yeah.
He leg dropped. Hogan single handedly won the war by beating Sergeant Slaughter at WrestleMania.
I saved the WWF title from that turncoat Sergeant Slaughter, dude, brother.
Oh, man.
I had a whole slew of tweets I was going to go through. But I was like, I just got too lazy. I'm like, shit, I'll just do them on the show. Because I did some of my
after doing WrestleMania week this week and doing WrestleMania 1-6, I think I'm going to start a little bit earlier, like when I get home on next year's WrestleMania week. I literally finished the WrestleMania 6 review yesterday morning at 6 a.m. in my hotel room.
Oh, damn. You see,
no,
listening,
he only got a 2 count.
Listening to JT Hogan kind of makes me reminisce to the days of the Giant Gonzalez.
Yes, the Giant Gonzalez.
With the worst ring gear I ever saw in my life.
You love that ring gear, George. You own a kind of, you own a set of those.
Well, you know, I was head creative on Giant Gonzalez's costume design, dude, brother. I couldn't make him look sexier than me, dude, brother.
His wife, Hulk Hogan's wife, designed that shit. She was romancing the bone.
That is the ring gear that made the cover of WrestleCrap the book. Okay, that's how bad that ring gear was.
Holy shit, that's so cool. Wow, man. That's fucking...
You know, I created that outfit while I was writing the Black Album with Metallica. Brother,
he created that outfit in the middle of the production for No Holds Barred.
Oh man, that was one of the bad things about WrestleMania 5. Right now, we're gonna go take a look at a special trailer of the new Hulk Hogan movie, No Holds Barred. And it's funny to see it in 1989, where it's like, oh, wait, this is a serious movie for Hulk Hogan. As opposed to now, where it's like, hey, look at this crap we put out 13 years ago.
Well, No Holds Barred is the highest grossing movie of all time, dude, brother. And it's won more Oscars and American Music Awards and MTV Music Awards. And
it's the Citizen Kane of our generation.
And it won the Donald Trump Award.
Absolutely.
Dude, brother. Number two highest grossing movie of all time, dude, brother, is Mr. Nanny.
It's the most, you know, that was the goriest movie George had ever seen prior to The Evil Dead.
Don't forget. Before I made him job out to me for the WWF title, I squashed The Undertaker in Suburban Commando, which is the third highest grossing movie of all time, Duke Brother.
I did watch that movie too.
Suburban Commando and The Undertaker. Oh, we're going to get you.
Wonder you guys never talk about it.
Oh, fuck. Some shit-ass Hulk Hogan movies. Matter of fact, I have a funny feeling we're going to see him in The Expendables 3 as the most...
I think next year before TLC pay-per-view, we need to get a copy of Santa with Muscles.
Oh,
in December. I think we need to watch Santa with Muscles.
Oh, fuck.
I'll tell you what, we'll get that. We'll get the Goldberg Christmas movie, Santa's Sleigh.
Oh. Joe, I think I might miss out on
watching terrible wrestling Christmas movies.
I might just show up for the pay-per-view. I think at the time the movie starts, I might leave my oven on, and I might have to take care of that.
Oh, man. That's not enough. I had you buy me a copy of See No Evil.
Wait, you didn't get it for, like, free?
No, he paid a penny for it.
I got it for that one of those Columbia House deals where I got it for free.
Nobody paid for Kane's movie.
But I did see it in the theaters, though. I did pay to see it in the theaters. So did I.
I'm not very proud of it, but
I downloaded it illegally after it came out and watched
it.
That way.
The Marine 2 is now on Netflix.
Oh boy. He stole my heart. Just look for it at your next Bargain Basement DVD sale.
Who was that one? Ted DiBiase? Come on.
Yep.
Remember, he was supposed to be the next big thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We saw how well that...
Oh, boy. Well, maybe the Marines will go the Ted DiBiase route with his career.
And yet it was just yet another Randy Orton. It was just it was Ted DiBiase and Cody Rhodes' legacy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I was thinking Randy Orton had something to do with that.
Randy Orton had legacy with DiBiase and Rhodes.
Yeah, oh, Randy Orton was like the leader. He was like the guy. He was like their mentor.
Yeah, because Randy Orton's been, he's been in so many fucking groups. Like,
the whole group was called Legacy, and then DiBiase and Rhodes were called Priceless until like halfway through, and then they're like, "Oh no, you guys are just Legacy now."
Until they found out that Cody Rhodes was more talented, they're like, "Oh, it's just Cody Rhodes."
Well, no, that was back when Cody was still terrible.
Ted DiBiase back by sticking him with Ted. It was Cody Rhodes when Cody was doing the bag gimmick. Didn't quite work.
Oh shit.
Oh man.
I love reminiscing.
Me too.
So I know we don't have any matches like it, but I was looking at your figures here in the studio, and I know that I saw the Mankind and Undertaker figures. And I'm thinking, do you honestly, and your heart of hearts, think that we will ever have a WrestleMania moment like that could compare to the moment that wasn't at WrestleMania with the Hell in a Cell, with, you know, Mankind?
I don't think they'd ever do anything that insane in this PG environment.
That's true.
Plus, was all Mick Foley. That was all Mick Foley. Mick Foley was like, "I'm gonna go up to the cell. You're gonna throw me off." And Undertaker's like, okay, sure, whatever. It was all Foley, that whole thing, but you know, I don't think we're ever gonna see anything close to that ever again.
The closest we saw to breaking PG was when Triple H pissed his pants.
Exactly.
It's a sad day when that's our WWE attitude moment.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think those days are behind us. I don't think we're going to get anybody thrown off the Statue of Liberty display here at Met Stadium today.
If it happens, I'd like to see Cena and The Rock both go down at the same time.
Yeah, that would be enjoyable for us and probably most of our listeners.
Oh, dude. I honestly would go to every WrestleMania here on if that happened. If we saw the Rock and Cena tonight because of something of that nature, yeah, I'd hunker down and go to WrestleMania every year for the rest of my life.
Absolutely.
I'll support Vince. So we're running into sort of a topical drought
here. We are. The lines are starting to get longer here at MetLife Stadium. The train just pulled up with a bunch of people getting off. The staff is all filing into the stadium. I see my first Shield T-shirt today. Shield T-shirt of the day, right behind me.
Very cool.
Oh, they actually have those for sale?
They do have Shield T-shirts for sale. Yes.
Oh man. Greatest three-person group in WWE history, in my opinion.
What about three-man band?
You're going to keep bringing them up, Joe, and I'm just going to keep laughing.
I am going to keep bringing them up.
Well, no, you know the greatest three-man group is? The group I created, the NWO, dude, brother.
Oh, shit. You know, we want to get technical here, I guess. We could say that was part of WWE history.
I guess.
Or actually, the real. I can't.
He lost it.
No.
P.T. Hogan lost it for a minute.
He did.
I don't know. You'd have to actually say I actually had it.
There you go.
Yeah, true.
You started off like on fire, and then it just tapered off. No, it didn't even taper off. It fell.
I crash landed, dude, brother. Like the leg drop on Andre's throat.
Like Suburban Commando. Oh shit. Oh, I needed this.
Yo, I was also in Gremlins too, dude, brother.
Yes.
But I didn't like that. People seem to like that movie, so I didn't like that one too much.
We're waiting for the other timeless masterpiece for Hulk Hogan to come out with called No Holds Barred 2. I Need the Money.
But you know, Thunder in Paradise was a pretty good show too.
Oh no.
Thunder in Paradise.
It was actually better than that piece of shit show that David Hasselhoff had called Bug Watch, Baywatch, whatever.
But Hogan, you were on Baywatch.
Oh, that's right, dude, brother. I wrestled Vader, and then I won a beautiful WWF title. Then I went to WCW. That's right.
Hogan's taken two bumps to the head. He's lost his mind.
He has lost his mind, but I think that happened a long time ago.
Hogan's only in the wrestling industry right now to pay for his daughter's cosmetic surgeries and shit.
Yeah. No, but not her cosmetic surgery. She's all natural, dude, brother. I'm paying for her recording career.
Yeah. Oh, just like here's her money pit, her singing career is. She's not talented. What the fuck? He's got to pay for all that tanning oil and shit that she uses that he's got to rub on.
Yeah.
For that lifetime supply of copper tone.
Well, you know, we created that stuff. You know, the Hogan's created copper tone.
Oh, fuck no.
I can hear Diddy inside the stadium right now.
No.
Again.
You know, I had the original idea for Bad Boy Records, dude, brother.
He found Biggie.
Jeez.
Yeah, he originally Biggie Smalls.
Somebody tell him it's the wrong Biggie on the card tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not Biggie Smalls, it's Biggie Man Tits.
I'll tell you what, though, if Biggie Langston comes out and does Biggie Smalls part, I will mock out.
Oh, dude. Absolutely. You know what, Joe? I'll go with you.
The price of admission alone.
I'll jump off that cliff with you, totally. That'd be so worth it. God, I'm such a dork.
It would appear, I'm going to spoil it right now for everybody. It appears like Diddy is going to do a medley of songs tonight.
Oh, no.
So...
That's
be prepared for that. Hopefully,
we've never gotten
like
a medley before.
Yeah.
Huh? We've never gotten a medley before.
Hopefully, it's not a Kid Rock level medley of 30 minutes of nothing while faceless, nameless divas come to the ring for a terrible battle royal that's won by Santino Marella.
This might be the point in the night where all of us fellas go and reach for our food or admire and. My buddy Dominic's case, maybe we could get a game of magic in before the medley's over with.
I'll check. I'll either tweet or text Joe or do something.
That's if my phone's still alive. It's not as old as you guys for an hour and a half.
Oh, shit. I just kicked my feet up on what is usually my chair, and this is kind of comfortable.
I know it's comfortable. I do that when you mistake metal.
Oh, so every week.
Pretty much every week.
Oh, shit.
Then there's those weeks you show up like, oh, crap, I got to put my feet back under the desk.
Ah, fuck. That big fat motherfucker is ruining my vibe.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
I just backed right up into somebody.
Oops.
That's fun.
They should have never gotten in your way.
Do I need to come down there and beat them with the largest arms in the world, dude, brother?
No, it's okay, JT Hogan. It's okay. You stay right there and your sublet studio in Syracuse there.
You gotta think with some people when Joe says JT Hogan, what some people are thinking when he says that. The looks he's getting.
That would be the looks gotta be priceless. As long as there's people around, you know.
Oh yeah, it's starting to fill up now.
Yeah, from the sound of it.
Starting to fill up now.
Shit. It's going to take you like an hour just to get into the stadium.
I'm like right at the gate. I'm literally like right at the gate. There's a, you know, short line ahead of me to get in.
Ah, okay.
So it's not going to take me long to get into the stadium now, up the three giant escalators to my seats, maybe.
Yeah.
I looked up the seven escalators I had to go up in Madison Square Garden. And then when we were leaving, they were turned off. So we had to walk down them.
Oh, shit.
You know, I built them out in Madison Square Garden, too, dude, brother. Brick by brick.
Brick by beautiful.
How do you think my arms got so big?
Oh, shit.
I did come upstairs from Penn Station last night, and I saw the sign said Madison Square Garden. I said, we're here. The Mecca. And then I had to go up seven escalators. I had to pay $10.25 for one beer. I had to climb all the way up to the top of the arena, and it's like, I hate this place. The ACC arena. Niagara Center, whatever we're calling it these days.
Then you went from I'm here, the Mecca, to I'm here, and now I have a nosebleed.
Yes. I really appreciate this. I was behind the Adam Graves retirement banner there. I will say this much, though. If I was there for a hockey game, those would have been kick-ass seats because I would have been able to see everything that was going on.
Instead, you got to watch the ant farm that is the Hall of Fame ceremonies.
I know. We got to watch it on the screen that they had. We couldn't even watch it on the Jumbotron screen because the retirement numbers, the Rangers' retired numbers, were in front of the screen. We couldn't see the screen. So we had a screen that was on the stage at the Hall of Fame last night.
Jesus. You had, like, the ultimate obstructed view seats.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes, we did.
That's just a damn shame.
Yeah. Cool. Said she just saw one of the writers from the WrestleMania documentary. One of the staff. She doesn't know which one. So.
Older guy.
Well,
I don't.
That narrows it down for me.
all right.
Yes. Yeah, so let's see. It's about 3:30 right now. I'm actually thinking about turning in early here, guys, because I got to make this place.
I was thinking about taking off myself so I could save some battery at least. And
yes. Yes.
I'm a little bit longer.
I gotta get this place ready for company. And, you know, so I gotta
draw pictures of all the wrestlers. He's tying ropes around everything.
Oh, I'm like,
hey,
I'm
guys,
all for
check
it.
Out my wrestling party.
I even got a ring bell.
He's got a ring bell. That's more than I can say for some promotions around Buffalo.
Oh!
George is going to jump out of a cake. No, we went to this ballpark brawl a few years ago, and they forgot to bring their ring bell. So the guy that was running the show was also the ring announcer. He had to grab the microphone and go, ding, ding, ding. I'm not making that up. I'm serious about that. That's absolutely 100% true.
That's so ghetto, it's pathetic.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Well,
all right. But, I hope everybody enjoys WrestleMania tonight that's out there listening or here on our podcast. I hope you guys all enjoy WrestleMania. George, I hope you have a great time partying at my house. Just make sure it's clean when I get home.
I'll make sure of it. I'm going to have Brian wear the French maid outfit.
Yeah, just make Brian do all the dishes and everything.
Yeah, he's going to do all the work. All right, Joe, you have a good time, man. Be safe, please. And
I will.
I'm sure I'll talk to you at some point in the evening.
Absolutely. I'll have my phone on me. So, JT, George, G, feel free to text me. I'm good.
Yeah. All right, man.
All right.
Sounds good.
All right, guys.
All right, see you later, Joe.
68.5 WrestleMania special. I don't think so, Joe. I'm out of here, George. I know you are as well. I don't know if JP and G are going to continue on, but we'll talk to you guys later.
Peace.
Next week for episode 69.
Yeah. Oh, woo. All right.
Later, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
All right.